As you have on the copies, there's a stipler related to Tosfos and Daled Amud Beis that I'd like to discuss with you, and a little more than what it says in the stipler. I just want to be magdim that I have a little bit of the gias, because there's a shaila that I once asked Rav Palm, and I argued with him, and the shaila was the following. There's a point in my life where I had one son, two sons, three sons, four sons, Baruch Hashem, five, six, I had seven boys. And I asked Rav Palm the following shaila. There's a nusach of a tefillah haRamban for a le'alayna. And the nusach in the tefillah asks for banim scharim. It asks for male children. That's the nusach of the tefillah of the Ramban. So I asked Rav Palm, I said, look, I personally have a son, a daughter. It's fine with me. It should be a gezuntik child. I really don't care. But I'm a chayiv to be the kind for a revu. So what am I doing davening for Bottom Scharim? I should daven for a Bas Nekeva in my davening. So I asked him whether, I say this to the Ramban, whether I should switch the Nusach. So Rav Palm said, no, you say the Ramban's Nusach, say the Nusach. So I told him, Rebbe, I don't understand. I'm on Afshach. If I think the Tefillah doesn't do anything, so why am I wasting my breath? Elamai, I think the tefillah might do something. It might be payal. If the tefillah is payal and I'm a chuyiv to do everything I can to become a mitzvah deraisa, so why am I not a chuyiv to daven? You're saying I'm right. Rav Palm said I was wrong. You know, it's very nice. You say I'm right. He said, I don't know. I told him, the davening helps. So why should I be a chuyiv to daven for a bas nekeva? So I don't know. I didn't follow the answer. I don't understand the answer. And this question really is what the stipler here is about. And you'll see the stipler struggles with this certain shiloh, which I'll explain. You'll see all the rayas, it seems to me, point in my direction. You'll see. The stipler here, this is in Bava Kama. It's a letter to someone that they printed as a simon in the Kilas Yaakov. The shaila basically, Bava Kama, is about mazik and nizik. The shaila is, if you mazik someone, ba'if in skuli, whether you're obligated to pay. Let's say somebody would cut his nails and put it on the floor. And he would know for sure, it's not shaykh and ilam is there to know for sure, but let's say he would know for sure they put his nails on the floor and a pregnant woman stepped on it and lost the child because he put the nails on the floor. Would he be mechuyev to pay? Would he be mechuyev to whatever the teshlumin is for being for causing an ishahara to lose her over? So that's the question. The question is, if you do something in not a natural way, but a way Chazal tell us is true, whether that has a taikif in halacha that it's like you did it or not. That's the need. So it comes to this taisis. Taisis here has a case where the Gemara has a case where somebody wanted to get rid of some enemy of Klal Yisrael. Was it Rishua ben Levi? And Mitzar Le'ahumina. Somebody was chepering of Rishua ben Levi. So Rishua ben Levi got this idea that he'll do like Lahavda, like Bilam did. He'll figure out the hour Hashem is angry, and at that hour he'll curse him, or he'll daven that the person should die. And the person will die. And that was his plan. So the Gemara says that it didn't work. He fell asleep. Tosfos here is bothered that it should be asa me'ikra din. If you hold that davening doesn't work, so it doesn't work. What are you bothering? Elamai. You're figuring out b'idad rischa. Kaviyachal, when the Rebbeinu Shalom is angry, and you're davening, you believe it'll work. It's going to kill the person. So you're a tzeach. How are you allowed to kill a person? So Tosfos clearly says, the way I was arguing with Rav Palm, that it's so, that you're responsible when you daven and cause something to happen. Tosfos says, if it was a guy, nicha. A guy who's an avid avid zari, you don't save his life, you don't kill him. Tosfos says, you're not allowed to kill him. You couldn't daven to kill him. Because, like my reading, you're not allowed to kill an Ovid Kechavim, Tosfos holds. So Tosfos is saying that you're not allowed to daven to kill him. Tosfos says, if you go to Sahumina,
Av Misha Kaifer Meridim Labar. Nicha Devadi Bikish Tahari Bekul Asai. With someone you're allowed to kill through a grama, so you're allowed to kill through a tefillah. Okay, one second. I'll tell you in a second. The stipler goes on and talks about that. One second. So the stipler brings from this Taisvis that is clear from Taisvis, like I was saying. I mean, stipler doesn't mention me, but he says that's like I was saying that a tefillah to it counts. It counts like your maisa. The stipler brings also from the fact that it's usur to throw your nails on the floor, so you might cause hazard. So also to write is an isur. To do hezek with zrikas to pranayim, and then you know his dalit. He says we find in shas like Rav Merel is saying many cases where tamidei chachamim caused other people to die. We find yod ve'enei and he made him a gashal atzamais. So the stipler painstakingly goes through like three types of gemaras that he didn't daven he should die. He did something and in shemayim it caused them to die, or in certain cases he was vespaled that the din shemayim should take place. You could see, if you read his dalit, the stipler struggles to answer the kashas. Now these are kashas, not like I was saying. These gemaras are mashma, that there is no isser. These gemaras are mashma, there's no isser bad. What? So he's asking a question from the gemara, which says that by davening tachdun, Rebbe Eliezer caused the death of his brother-in-law, so therefore his wife stopped him from saying tachdun. Actually, he stopped someone from saying tachdun. The ikka tachdun is without a hefsik from shmeina esrei to tachdun. Not supposed to be mafsik between your shmeina esrei chazar sashatz and tachdun. So the Gemara in Tainus, right? The Gemara says that she was mafsik him, so his nefilas apayim shouldn't have a taikif. But he didn't daven that Rebbe Gamliel should die. He didn't daven that he should die. It was because he expressed the tsar that it caused in Shemayim that he should die. So the stipler says there are gemaras like that. Nevarim achas achas. We'll go through gemaras one at a time. Shalein niskavim klala hazikeza adam. Rav hibit alav derech tamia that caused in Shemayim. So the stipler struggles with these cases. Later, and what I have here is the next page. He brings a fascinating shloah. The Rosh in Avri Pesachim asks how Moshe Rabbeinu wrote 13 Sifrei Torah on the day he died. Why do we say Tzidkoscha, Friday after Shabbos afternoon, Tzidek Adin? So the death of Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe and David, and for three Gedolim, that were three good of the Gedolim that were Nifter Shabbos afternoon. One was Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu died on Shabbos. So Frech the Rosh and Avri Pesachim. How did he write 13 Sifrei Torah the day he died? That's his cash. So the stipler brings the Shloha Kadesh, who says that he wrote it through what he calls Kosev Al Yedei Shem Vashbos Kolmesin. Hashbos Kolmes is some magic trick where Moshe Rabbeinu knew how to do it. I don't mean magic, I mean B'Kaiches HaKadusha, where he caused the pens to write the Sifrei Torah on their own. It takes a while to write 13 Sifrei Torah anyway. So I don't know how Moshe Rabbeinu, how fast he could write. But Lamaisa, Moshe Rabbeinu didn't write it physically. He wrote it Al Yedei Hashbaas Kulmasin. So, Mela, he names on, that's Mutar on Shabbos. So Zot the Stipler, much my clear, if you do something Ba'ifin Skuli, is a character like you did it. So you see from the Shloah that's not like you did it. You see from the Shloah HaKadosh that on Shabbos you're allowed to do a skula d'kathim to make a malacha happen. You're allowed to do a dava skuli to make malacha happen. So it's a raya, not like I was saying, it's a raya that if you make it happen, it's not like you did it. So it's a raya. So that's a good point. One second. Alright, so wait, the stipler answers there's no raya. Because Shabbos, any shinoi is potter. Anytime you write something, you do malacha with a shinoi, we're talking deraisis here, it's anyway potter, so it's no raya from the Shloha Kodesh. L'cheres a raya if I care it, like Eliezer said.
the Sefer Torah had to be a kosher Sefer Torah. Sefer Torah that's not written by a Bar Chiyuva is a possible Sefer Torah. Assuming Moshe Rabbeinu's Sefer Torah were kosher, which I think we all assume, then it would be a raya for Karet. It would be a raya that it was a kosher Sefer Torah, the way that he wrote it.
If I read a possible Sefer Torah,
what?
He wrote 13 Sforim, but then the copy afterwards did it do. But it could not be that it wasn't kosher.
It could be it wasn't kosher. And he wrote it for the information to learn from. And maybe it's not a kosher Sefer Torah. Moshe Rabbeinu's Sefer Torah is not a kosher Sefer Torah. You hear this? Okay? It could be. You may be right. Well, that's the whole point. My point, I'm assuming it's kosher. So I'm saying it's a raya that it's good. Shabbos, your potter. But Hilcha Sefer Torah, a Jew wrote it. A Jew wrote it. So this tumul is megeya lehalacha, assuming you don't know how to do hashbaz kulmisen, although for the right amount of money, kupa seir could get you hashbaz kulmisen, I think. The Marsham has a tshuva in Chela Gimel. Fascinating tshuva and a fascinating piece of history. The Marsham was asked to Shaila. He says somebody was choking. A girl swallowed something, was choking, and somebody quickly wrote a kameya on Shabbos. Wrote a kameya, put it on her, and she vomited or spit up. So yes, if it needs a kapara. Wrote a kameya. He knows this kameya makes people vomit. I mean, I don't know what you can write to make people cough up what it is, but he did it. He did a kameya, put it on. He saved the girl's life. So does he need a kapara? So the Marsham brings an interesting story. He brings Maisa She'iri B'Yaldusi. When the Marsham was younger, he says, Shedayin Iroi, Sholachai De'akum, La'av Bezdin De'Bels, Shoyoz Be'Broch, Yispal Lavurai. There was a Chedesh Yesh B'Sakana. And apparently he was a Belzer Chassid. And it was Shabbos. And he said, write to the Belzer Rebbe that he should be Mispal for me. So they went, they got a guy to write a letter to send to the Belzer Rebbe that he should daven for him. That's what this person did. So the Marsham brings that Rav Shlomo Kluger heard about this. Rav Shlomo Kluger, you could see, he was vehemently opposed to what happened. And he brings the lashon of the letter. This is Rav Shlomo Kluger writing. About a guy writing, I always like to tell my class, Amira La'akum is a type of iser, not a type of heter. Like in our world today, get a guy, Amira La'akum is a type of iser. And us, we really have goyim. It happened, we had Rosh Hashanah, it was a 3-day Yom Tov, and we had, I think we had then 22 guests in our house. We had like a suda for 30 people, so we had a guy. So my wife says, what could a guy do? I said, whatever you could do, the guy could do. Isn't that the right answer? Whatever a yid could do, a guy could do. And what a guy wants to do for himself is one thing. Amir Lakum is an Isser. Listen to Shlomo Kluger's letter. Quoting, Lo yuchal adame achil Shabbos asher mishpata ke'esh bayir bikirbi. Says, I can't hold in about the chil Shabbos like a fire burning in me. Al hayro hara for this corrupted psak that came in your community last week. If the one who passed him to write the letter will retract, we'll say I made a mistake, good. If not, everything he paskins is no good. Vehema betichaticha di isura mamish. Vayismuchu alav b'shum hayra. V'nolohi diyeni, this is Shlomo Kluger writing. Says, let me know if he's not retracting. Ki lo yechsha, I'm not going to be silent. Lo yetein sheino le'enai, lafapai tenuma, ad shafarsim kloinai b'fnei kol ha-medina. I know the end of the story if he retracted his psak. But this is the Shlomo Kluger said, what kind of business is that? You can't do something like that. He brings that they asked the Belzer Rebbe. He said, quote,
Achshav ani mechuyev l'samech yasek hachayel refuah shol yigrim al yodi chilul Shabbos. He says, you know, now I got to be matzliach and save his life, so it shouldn't be a chilul Shabbos enough. So I have the same kasha.
Right,
so we talked about the yeshiva. What about psychologically? The chayla.
No,
psychologically, you could tell him that you're sending the letter. You don't have to actually send it. Psychologically, you could just tell him. Yeah, there's a Rambam there. So I'll tell you, what I don't understand, this whole tumult, is again, I don't understand. Do you hold it works? Do you hold it doesn't work? The tefillah. If it's something that works, so why is it aser? If it doesn't work, so I understand. I don't understand exactly what the Shakla V'Tayi is. Why does it depend that it's Bederech Skuli? Why Bederech Skuli? The bottom line is, if you save the person's life, you don't save the person. Is that what it matters? So if it works, it works. If it doesn't work, it doesn't work. If it's just... What? So what can you do? By a Safik Hatzala, by a Chayla? Why can't you do it? Why can't you do it? So Bederech Skuli, it doesn't count. That's what Rapam was saying. And that's what the stipler seems to be partially related to. But I don't understand exactly why we don't go by bottom line. Why don't you go by the bottom line? It's true, Levi mentioned, there is a Rambam, Pirshei Mishnayos, in Yuma, who says certain chayla, the refuah was to give the liver of a dog, Bifid Skuli, it was a skula type of refuah, the Rambam says it's awesome. But Dava Skuli, he says, is awesome. So if you have Dava Skuli, it doesn't work. I understand. If it works, like I'm practical minded, I don't see why not. Sounds like halacha works with the natural world. Halacha doesn't work with skula dika things. It works in the natural world. So I don't know. From this tesis, though, is a klara tesis that tefillah, davening for something to happen that you're not allowed to do, you're responsible for. That the lamaisa said this is a beferish tesis. He wanted to do it. He wanted to do it. But Tysus is asking, how could he do it? It must have been a person that you're allowed to kill. Or a person you're allowed to be mazik. That's what Tysus is saying. It must have been a guy, and he was davening to be mazik him, not to kill him. Why can't it be that he davened to kill him? Vice Tysus. Not Vice Tysus. Tysus is saying it's awesome. Okay, food for thought. I've gotten Shabbos every minute.